Day 11. Anxiety. Hi again. As you will remember, there are 5 negative emotions. We have spoken about anger and guilt. Today, we will talk about anxiety. This is probably an emotion you experience often, but you may have trouble pinpointing. You may express it as, I feel afraid, I'm stressed, I feel pressure. Fear, stress, pressure, anxiety. It's really all the same thing, the same emotion. In fact, it is based on the following thought. Something dangerous is threatening me and I am not sure that I can deal with it. I repeat, something dangerous is threatening me and I am not sure that I can deal with it. When you say this in your head, I should not, I must do that, I must not do that. For example, they must like me, they must not reject me, I must succeed, I must not fail. The emotion that you automatically feel is anxiety or fear. When you hear yourself say, I should not, I must do that, I must not do that, put a stop to it. Say stop out loud if you must. It is an unrealistic or idealistic thought. It is still a demand. I must succeed. I must be liked. These are demands that have nothing to do with reality. It would be better if I succeeded, but there is no guarantee. Failure is a part of life. Now that's a realistic thought. It would be better if everyone liked me, but I cannot control the emotions of others. Now this is a realistic thought. Ben was 48 years old. He had a problem with his weight. He had high blood pressure and was diabetic. He was no longer taking medications since he lost 45 pounds, 3 stone 2 pounds or 20 kilos. For the past month, he had not lost any weight and broke down often. He did not understand what was happening to him. He didn't understand how it was all going so well up until now. So Dr. Rock asked him what had changed in his life over the past month. Was he experiencing problems or stress? He said nothing special was happening. He simply wanted to eat more than when he started on his diet. Dr. Rock inquired further and he then told him that a month ago he had met with his boss to set his annual sales objectives. He was the company's best salesperson and earned a lot of money the previous year. As with every year, his boss increased the annual objectives to increase company profits. Dr. Rock asked how he reacted to this increase, and Ben told him that it made no sense as he would not be able to reach this objective and yet had to reach it. When he said to his boss told him that he said the same thing every year yet always reached his objectives. However, this time, Ben didn't see how he could reach it. Dr. Rock asked Ben if he had started to understand his attitude toward food over the past month. He immediately answered no. So he went through the ABCDs. A, the event. His boss set new sales objectives for him. B, his thought. I must attain them. C, his automatic emotion. He felt anxious and assessed the intensity as 9.5 out of 10. And D, his behavior. He often had the urge to eat and gave in almost every day. Ben started to understand his behavior. He admitted that this was not the first time he had gone through something like this, and each time he had always quit his diet. Dr. Rock asked him if he would like to give in less often, to which Ben's reply was that he had to, as he did not wish to have diabetes or blood pressure medications again. However, He felt that giving in was a powerful behavior and stronger than himself. Dr. Laroque asked him if he would like to feel less anxious, and of course he said he would, but added that he could not do anything about it. Dr. Laroque then asked him if he could change the objective set by his boss, to which he answered no. So, if he could not change A, C or D, the only thing remaining was B, his thought. I have to reach my objectives. When asked if this was a realistic or unrealistic thought, he felt it was realistic and said it was what his boss asked of him. Dr. Laroque told him that he understood the request from his boss, but if it was possible, he was demanding the impossible. He went on to say that he was sure it happened in a lot of companies, but shouldn't, as we are humans, not machines. Even machines have limitations and cannot increase productivity year after year, even if pressed to do so. Dr. Laroque then went on to ask Ben to find the unrealistic word in "I must reach my objectives," to which Ben identified as "I must." He asked him to notice briefly how many times he used the words "I must," "I have to," "I should," and "I should not" when he spoke, and told him that he had counted 9 times in just the last few minutes. He explained that it was this need for perfection that was causing his anxiety and asked what he could say to himself that would be more realistic. For example, it would be better that. After a bit of thought, Ben said it would be better if he could reach his objectives, but in fact it would not be the end of the world. He was doing his best and that's what was important to him. Plus, he had enough money. He didn't need more money than that. His health was important. Dr. Laroque then asked him how his anxiety felt having just said what he did. Ben commented that he felt much better and was ready to start his diet again. In closing, here are 2 small tips we recommend. First, repeat this sentence. It would be better if I could reach my objectives, but it would not be the end of the world. My health is far more important. Repeat this at least 400 times so it becomes automatic. And second, each time you hear yourself say "I must," stop yourself. Say "stop" out loud, or wear a small elastic band around your wrist and gently pull it each time and tell yourself, "It would be better if, but." See you tomorrow. Bye.